Welcome back to Endpoint TV. I'm Ron Jacobs, and we're going to walk you through our hands-on lab for State Machine today. And so we're going to begin with exercise one, and if you didn't see the getting started video, we went through all the prerequisites. You should go back and watch that. But now we're ready to begin the lab. So we've got everything set up, and I've got the lab document open here. So the first thing that you have to do when you think about your state machine is to think about the states involved. So in our lab, we're building an ATM machine. And so what I'm doing here is I'm thinking about the scenario. I'm using a technique from behavior-driven development where I can describe the scenario. So given a powered-off ATM, that's the preconditions, when the power is turned on, so that's some kind of triggering event, then this is the behavior we want to have happen after the thing gets turned on. So the ATM will initialize the hardware, display a please wait message, and then prompt the user to insert a card. So that's what we want to do, is just implement this scenario in exercise one. Given that scenario, we need to think about the states of our scenario. So there's really three states that I see in here. First of all, there's the power off state, where the ATM is just sitting there and it's no power, it's powered off. Then we're going to initialize the hardware. So we move into an initialized state where the hardware gets booted up and all of that. And then we go to an insert card state. So the ATM is waiting for the user to insert a card. Whenever you're doing your state machine, you know, this is a good idea to think through the scenarios and imagine the states that are involved. And for now, we're just going to think about the states. Later, we'll get to transitions. So what we want to do is go and open the begin solution here. So if I go into the lab folder under exercise one, begin, and I can just open this solution here. And if you have trouble opening that solution, you can blame that on me. That's my fault for not fixing that solution file. So we'll try to get that fixed in an update to the lab, but you can go there and open it that way. So let's do this. We'll copy that path. Okay, so let's just take a look at the lab project real quick. You'll see there's already a lot of code here. And the code is really three projects. There's a WPF app that is, we need to make this our startup project. That's the UI. There are unit tests, and then there are some activities for our state machine. In this lab, you're not really going to mess with any of those files there. They're just there. They exist already. You're free to look at them, change them if you want to. You might mess something up. But really what we're going to focus on is this little guy right here, the ATM activity. So, so the first thing we want to do after we load it up is just build the solution. So we get all of the activities that are pre-built. Everything's ready to go. All right. Now, the first thing we want to do is just observe the target framework here. So one of the things about state machine is that you have to set the target framework. So if I look in here at the target framework of the ATM state machine activities project, it's set to client profile platform update 1. And after you've installed the multi-targeting pack for .NET framework, you'll see platform update 1 as an option in your target framework. So you have to have that set in order to use state machine. So we've got that. Now the next thing we need to do is add a settings argument. So we're going to open that atmactivity.xaml and create an argument. So let's go do that. All right, so we want to open the arguments window, and we're going to add an argument named settings that's of type ATM settings. All right, so this will be an in argument. So we'll just create this argument here. And the rest of the code counts on this, so it's important that we get this right. So here's ATM settings. Next thing we want to do is add a state machine. All right, so the settings thing is just a way for the host application to pass some values in that we're going to need to use later. But let's just add a state machine here. So we want to expand state machine and drop one right on there. If you don't see a state machine group, make sure that you set the target framework for your application to platform update 1 and that you've installed the multi-targeting pack. And you might see initially there's a validation error in this right here. Don't sweat it. We're going to add a transition in a minute. So the next thing we need to do is set the display name to ATM State Machine. Now, one of the conventions I use in this lab is that the names are important. They have to match exactly with what the other code outside of the state machine expects. So it's important that you name it correctly. So if I come over here, I want to name this state machine ATM state machine, right up there. You can also set it in the properties window here too. Okay, the next thing we want to do is set state 1. We want to change its name to initialize. All right, so we can just set it here, or in the properties window, initialize. Again, these names matter, so make sure that you do them right. It's not that the state machine cares about it, but in my code, the lab code that I wrote, it depends on the names being right. Okay, so the first thing we have, and remember our scenario says that when we enter this initializing state, we want the hardware to display a prompt that says, please wait. And so the state machine gives us a way to do this with entry and exit actions. So if we open up our initialize state, we'll see here that we have this designer that has entry and exit actions available. All right, so what we want to do is drop a sequence in the entry pane. All right, so we'll go up here to control flow, grab sequence. Okay, and then we want to drop a prompt activity. All right, so I have created some custom activities for this lab, and you can look at them if you want to. This activity is designed to prompt, display a prompt on the ATM display, and there's 4 display lines it can choose. This is a very primitive ATM, right? Okay, so we're going to display a prompt. So what we want to do is set the properties, and here's what you put in the property grid. So we're going to call this first prompt, please wait, and the prompt will be on line 2, okay, and then the text. What I did for the text, because an ATM machine would obviously have to have localizable text, is I've created string resources. So I have a type called prompts here. Let me just make this bigger so you can see it. So if I put in prompts dot, and then I have the various prompts you can use. So you want to select the prompt from the resources here. That way our text is localizable, and it's easier to test. I highly recommend using string resources for that kind of thing. All right, and then the transition. This just gives me some things, events that the hardware raises that the prompt could wait for. In this case, we're not waiting for anything, we're just gonna prompt. Now the next thing we need to do, now that we've displayed please wait, is initialize the ATM hardware. All right, so I have a little activity here that pretends to initialize hardware. Obviously we don't have any real hardware, but this will delay a little bit, give us the sense that it's doing some initialization. Now, after we're done initializing the hardware, we want to clear the screen, right? Now, I have an activity called ClearView that will just clear all the lines of text on the screen. And because I'm only doing one thing here, I can just drop ClearView here in the exit actions. And what this means is that just whenever we leave this state, we're going to clear the display. Now, I could have put clear in the enter action of another state, but this is useful because this clear will happen no matter which state we're going to. So next thing we want to do is add a new state. So we're going to add a state for the insert card. Remember that after the ATM initializes, it prompts you to insert a card. All right, so to get back to the top level of the diagram, we just click up here on ATM state machine. All right, and then we get back there. And then we want to drag and drop a state, and we're going to use auto connect for this state. So if I come up here and let's go into state machine, here's a new state. So I drag it over. You can see when I move over this triangle that it shows me the auto connect prompt. So if I drop it there, now I've got my new state, and it automatically created a transition to that state. And we're going to set the name of that state to insert card. Again, this name matters. It must match exactly. All right, so there it is, insert card. And now we need to, once again, do a prompt so that when we get to the state, we prompt the user to insert a card. All right, so here's what our values for the properties are. So we're going to insert, add a prompt activity here. Let's drop that on there. Okay, and it should be prompt insert card, and you can just copy and paste this text if you want to, which is what I'm going to do. It's on line 2, and then once again we'll use prompts dot insert card. There it is. Okay, and the transition is none. Now the next thing we need to do is think about this transition. So if I thought about states, states are like destinations on a journey. So you begin in a state and you end in another state. But how you get between states is a transition. And transitions typically involve waiting for something. So there's like a gate. So when this thing happens, we're going to transition. Now, in our case, we have a transition between the initialized state and the insert card state, and we're not waiting for anything. It's just like, as soon as we're done initializing, we go right to insert. So that is a transition, but because it doesn't have any activities in it, we call it a null transition. So we're going to just set the name of this transition to auto, just so that it's pretty clear that this is a transition that just happens automatically. All right, so now we're going to end up in the insert card state. So the next thing we want to do is add a final state. So here we are on task 7. And the final state just means this is the end of the state machine. So I'm going to come over here to our state machine activities and grab final state. And once again, I'm going to do an auto connect here. Okay, and that will flow into final state. And we're going to just set the name of that transition to power off. Good. Okay, and that's the end of exercise 1, but we're not done yet. Well, now we need to make sure that it actually works. So the first thing to do is build the solution, and if you need to overwrite, that's fine. Okay, and then we have some unit tests. The unit test will help us to know if we've implemented the state machine correctly. So if I come over here to our test, and I go to Windows Test List Editor, now it shows me all of the tests, and I have some lists here. So if I just select exercise 1 and then click that to run just the test in exercise 1, we'll see that the test has passed. So if you want to see, you can open the test, and you can see here we've got some pretty cool text. It tells you what the scenario is. You can see how we tested it. We use a model view model pattern in this code, so we actually do things in the model and wait for stuff to happen, and then we just verify that things occurred in order, like the states occurred in order, the prompts occurred in order, and so forth. So this will tell you if you've implemented the scenario correctly. And if you double click that, you can see what happens. I can see each state that it went through, how many times it cleared the display, what the prompts were, what transitions happened. It's a beautiful thing. And then I get the tracking material from the state machine itself. Here's the tracking records, including a new tracking record called the state machine state record. That's cool. Now we've done the unit test verification. There's one last verification, which is manual verification. In this case, we're just going to run the state machine WPF project. And you can see here we got our little ATM. If I click power on, we see that it wasn't very dramatic yet, but we can see the states that it went through. So we turned the power on, we initialized, we said please wait, we entered insert card, we prompted the insert card, then we came to the final state with the power off and cleared the view. And that's it. Totally works. Now it's time to move on to exercise 2.